Wendy, the recording is in process, Wendy. As they all say, it is time to shine.
Well,
I don't know who says that. The Alabama-Georgia game this week, Wendy, we got some things going on. What's up?
Nothing, man. Just this week's been, I mean, it's nerve-wracking. It's a big game. I feel like we have to win the game. So, I mean, let's just get into it. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm just nervous. Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. We'll talk about that here in a second, Wendy. All right, we got through. I think last week on this, I kept saying week three. Last week was week four. See if we can get back on track here. I'm Trey Davis. This is Wendy. This is Fourth and Wendy. We're going to talk about some college football, some different things. We might put some stuff out on podcast. It's on Spotify and it's on iTunes or Apple Podcast under Fourth and Wendy. That won't be on YouTube. We might not. I don't know. We didn't last week. But anyway, let's get into it, Wendy. Last week, let's go over last week real quick. Not a lot going on. I came up to your place. We took a boat ride. That was fun.
Yeah.
As far as the football games last week, Wendy, the Auburn Football Tigers played the Oklahoma Sooners, Wendy, in a game that was really kind of mucky and yucky. Oklahoma wins the game 24-17. Wendy,
Cheaters. You mean Oklahoma, the cheaters? The actual cheaters that got reprimanded? Let me tell you something. That play doesn't go their way. I don't know who wins that game, but it was a seven-point game. You see what I'm saying? Let me just ask you this, Trey. You probably know this more than I do. So they have this committee sitting around somewhere that when there's a targeting call or a review, they review it, right? Mm-hmm. You're telling me those same guys can't call down to the field and say, no, you got the call wrong? That's the wrong call? He can't do that? You're telling me that's not in place yet? I mean, the bottom line is, was it a crazy, weird game? Yes. Fumbles, turnovers, this, that, all that crazy stuff. But to allow that to happen, and then the SEC have to come out afterwards and say, well, it shouldn't have been a touchdown. Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda, Auburn's got an L, and Oklahoma's still undefeated. I mean, there's big ramifications there.
Ramifications?
Well, you know what I mean. I'm thinking rammer jammer. I got a mixed
really,
up.
Jammer, yellow, no, hammer. Yeah, Wendy, the play you're talking about is Oklahoma is basically running a deception play where they're jogging a guy off the field. He stays right at the edge of the field. Auburn doesn't see him and score a touchdown, Wendy. Some of that gets into what is a reviewable play, what is not a reviewable play. Like the NFL, they review all scoring plays, but if it's not a reviewable play, you really can't review it. And it's kind of odd that they came out this week, they made an emphasis on this type of play being illegal during the offseason. Oklahoma says they approved it with the referees before the game, which you know, if these coaches have weird things going on, they'll talk to the refs like, hey, this is what we're doing.
Right.
How it wasn't stopped in pregame, how it wasn't stopped on the field, really bad break for Auburn. In a hard-hitting football game, Wendy, Auburn had its chances. It looked like to me Auburn was going to throw the football to try to win the game. Jackson Arnold missed some really big throws. I mean, just got this guy wide open. I think it's Cam Coleman. The guy is an unbelievably good receiver.
Yeah,
and to me, it just doesn't seem like they have a quarterback that can get it to him. And Oklahoma's defense just suffocated Auburn. It's like I've said on this podcast before, Auburn's got the players. I mean, if you look at Auburn's football players, they all look good. They look like they have the team, and they're going to have to figure out a way to win some football games, Wendy, and that takes some of these guys stepping up and making some plays. Auburn's special team was atrocious.
Yeah,
I mean, Auburn's special teams was absolutely terrible, Wendy, and as we say, every play in a football game counts.
Yeah.
These games are long football games. I mean, you think you're up, you're down, you're back up, it starts raining. It's a chaotic scene. Auburn's going to be on the road again this week, Wendy. The other game that you had so much anticipation for because you wanted Florida State to win out was the Florida-Miami game.
Yeah.
Which somehow got Florida State brought into this. Miami ends up, Florida hung around in the game, and then Miami just won it late. Wendy, there's nobody on Florida's team. I like to give the scores. Miami wins the game 26-7.
Yep.
Florida's offense is absolutely atrocious.
Yep. And let me tell you who calls the offense is Billy Napier. So I can only blame one guy at this point. I think he plays the call. He does all of it. And it's like, dude, if you're not getting it done, put somebody else in there that can. At this point, I feel like he's lost the team. I mean, you know, the quarterback to me doesn't even seem to be out there really trying. That's just personal opinion. I'm sure that, but I'm just saying, like, when you lose a locker room, you know what I mean? How do you go out and play in these big games? I don't know, but it feels to me like Billy Napier has not only lost the fans, but lost the locker room. That's what it feels like to me. Didn't see a lot of urgency in all of the Florida players. I'm not saying every single one, but most of them just didn't see any urgency. And really, with the way things were set up, they've already lost a bunch of games. What does it matter? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, the way it's all set up now in college football, what does it matter? But I'm going to get back real quick. I do need to say this. When you said Auburn needs to do some things to win the game, maybe they just need to cheat too. Because I'm really still really mad about that game. That's all I'm going to say. Auburn, go ahead and cheat. Oklahoma can do it. They should be able to get away with one. Just don't do it near the Alabama game. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, and back to the Auburn game, Winnie. The referees missed so many.
Two or three
obvious pass interference calls, Winnie, that really could have changed the game.
Yes.
And you know, hey, defense wins. Oklahoma has got a good defense, Winnie.
Totally agree.
Let's move on to this week, because this is the week we're waiting for. I mean, this is why you show up to the ball field. A huge slate of football games on this week, Wendy. We're just going to talk. We're going to get to the Alabama game, because that's what we all really want to focus in on. We have a Notre Dame Arkansas game, which will be at 11 o'clock. So
let's go Arkansas.
A little bit early. The LSU Bengal Tigers and the Ole Miss Rebels. That game is being played at Ole Miss, Wendy.
Big game.
Big game there. You know, and listen, if LSU's for real, you're going to see it this week. Ole Miss should have beat them last year. LSU came out with a way to win the game. Going to be a really fun game. Winnie, we'll get back into the Auburn football Tigers after a tough road loss last week. They go on the road to Texas A&M. That will be a very, very good football game. And you know, those two teams, I mean, A&M's ranked number 9. Auburn's not ranked anymore, but I still think that game is going to be closer. Yeah, it's going to be closer than you think.
Yep.
And see if Auburn's got to have some people step up. I mean, that's the whole point of all these teams. You have new teams, new players, new coaches, all this stuff going on. At some point, you have 11 people out there on the field. Somebody has to step up and make a play. Somebody has to step up and do the right thing and make a football play. And that's what you find out every season.
Right.
They can practice. You can have the NIL deals. You can do all your interviews you want to do. You can be a TikTok star. It don't matter. What happens on the football field is what happens. And Auburn needs somebody to step up. We'll see if that can happen this weekend, Wendy. You got anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm going to back up because you're flying through them. I mean, Trey, this Ole Miss LSU game, big game. I'm calling for Ole Miss. I mean, I just think Lane Kiffin's got it. I mean, neither team has played. I mean, I guess you could say LSU's played somebody. I don't really know, but whatever. I mean, let me say this. I want LSU to lose. I don't like Brian Kelly. I like Lane Kiffin. I've always liked Lane Kiffin. And at the end of the day, I believe Lane Kiffin's building that program in the direction to be able to win more of these bigger games in a season, right? Lane Kiffin's been doing a really good job there, but I really think it's time for him to show that he can beat two or three power teams, the LSUs, the Alabamas, the Georgias, in a season, right? All three of them, not just one out of the three. So I'm really looking for Ole Miss to do something special on Saturday. Who do you want to win that game?
Yeah, well, Ole Miss has got them at home. I mean, you know, Ole Miss should have beaten LSU last year.
They should have.
It was really a rough game. And if you look back on the season, it's probably one of the games that kept Ole Miss out of the playoffs last year, Wendy.
Yep.
So Ole Miss has got revenge on its mind. I mean, I'll be pulling for Ole Miss. I mean, Kiffin's cool. I you don't want to hear me talk about this, but I can't get over them having a basketball goal on the sidelines.
Well, I know.
I'm not going to go on another rant. So I'll leave it there. It's not going to happen. A team to win the national championship will not have a basketball goal on the sidelines. It won't happen. The golf gods. I'm thinking about the Ryder Cup.
Right, we're not even focused.
Well, we're not. I'll tell you, I don't have anything written down.
I never do.
I'm looking at an iPad here with some of these scores on it, but
So you are a little nervous.
Well, let me get to that part, because now I'm kind of tweener on that, Wendy. Auburn, Texas A&M, we just talked about that. Mm-hmm. The Tennessee Volunteers, yes, will be going down to Mississippi State, Wendy. Mississippi State is 3-4-0. Let's see, they're 4-0. Tennessee's 3-1. Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite down in Starkville, Mississippi. Can Tennessee pull out the win? Can Tennessee's offensive line do anything with the vaunted Bulldogs defensive line?
The hardest time Tennessee's going to have are the Cowbells. Tennessee's going to win this thing by 14, 21 points. I mean, Mississippi State, they're the Cinderella, early season Cinderella story. I love to see Mississippi State do well. I really do. But let me tell you something. They cannot handle what the Tennessee Volunteers have for them. They cannot handle it. Most people can't. Most teams aren't going to be able to handle what Tennessee's got. They got a quarterback that can sling a ball. It is that simple. And he's got some receivers that are hitting on all cylinders, and they're catching it. The defense does enough to keep them in a game. They don't make that many bad choices. They're not making that many mistakes. As long as the coaching at the end of the game can be a little bit better than, in my opinion, it was against Georgia, Tennessee is going to fly through this game. No problem. The biggest adjustment they'll have to make, in my opinion, are the Cowbells. Because I don't know who came up with that, but they're, one, brilliant, but two, it's the most annoying thing in college football. So once they get past that, they'll sail through that game. I think Mississippi State could keep it close maybe first quarter, but I do believe it's going to be a blowout. What about you?
I like Tennessee to keep rolling, but I really want to watch the game. And I want to see how this reacts. I mean, you're on the road. A lot of good games, Wendy. And we're going through this, and everything we're talking about is a preamble to the two heavyweight fighters in the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs at 6:30. Stanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, Wendy. It's a game that circled on your calendar a year in advance, 2 years in advance, whenever the schedule comes out, Wendy, and it will be going on Saturday. Right now, Georgia is a 3-point favorite. Not odd facts, but this is the first time Kirby Smart has played as head coach against Alabama at Sanford Stadium. And I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right, Sanford Stadium, which is wild. He's coached against him a lot, but just this is the first time at home. I do think Georgia's doing a blackout. I think it's a little unclear right now. I think it's the fans doing the blackout. Right. I don't know that the teams necessarily wearing the black jerseys are doing that. And you've got an Alabama team, Wendy, that has gotten a little bit better since Florida State.
Yeah.
We're finding out Florida State's not that bad of a team. I mean, Florida State's a really good football team.
Right.
But Alabama has to get on a plane and go to Athens, Wendy, and it's not been good for Kalen DeBoer on these road games, Wendy.
No.
Tell me your early feelings on the game.
Well, listen, I'm going to be a homer here, and I've got to just say that we're going to beat Georgia. Like, at this point, I've thought about this all week. How am I going to address this? And at the end of the day, I've got to be a homer here. Here's the bottom line. We know what Kirby's going to bring. Like, they're, to us as Alabama fans, he coached for Alabama for a long time as a defensive coordinator. We know Kirby. These teams look a lot alike, in my opinion. Like, the teams are kind of set up the same way. The bottom line is, last year, we come out, Milroe gets us up by 40 or 50. I'm obviously exaggerating, but by a lot. They come out, second half adjustment by Kirby Smart. It's always off the chain. You know, it gets into that last little bit of the game, and we find a way to win it, right? I believe this year will look very similar. The problem is when you say things like, we're finding out Florida State's a really good team. Totally agree. Georgia, we know, is a really good team. We're not having to find out that Georgia's good. We know Georgia's good, right? So they go into Tennessee, a really hard environment to play in, and end up, you know, beating Tennessee. That's probably where I get back and forth in my brain. We've almost got to be spotless. We've almost got to be perfect. You know what I mean? And if we don't have a perfect game, Trey, listen, we're going to win the game, but I feel like we got to play a perfect game. And Tyler Simpson's, Trey, he's got to get out there, and he's got to get out of his head. He's just going to play football. What did I call him?
Tyler.
Tyler. Well, see,
his name might be Tyler Simpson. I know he goes by Ty Simpson.
But I just feel in my mind, our defense has got to play a little bit better. Like you said, they're not these punchy in the mouth type guys. They've got to do enough to get them off the field. I think it might be a higher scoring game than we think it's going to be. But being in their environment, I don't remember how many their stadium holds.
Enough.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I don't know if anybody can bring it like Tennessee can bring it with their fan base. I mean, truly. I'm a nervous wreck. I mean, I'm a nervous wreck. I just need Ty Simpson to get out of his head and play ball, spread the ball around. Ryan Williams, do some of your fancy little things, and let's play ball. You know what I mean? I'm going to go with it being a seven-point game, Alabama 42, Georgia 36. Something wild.
Whoa. Wendy.
I don't know what, Trey, I'm a nervous wreck. That's why I'm talking so fast. I don't know what to think. What do you think?
Well, listen, there's two or three ways to approach this. And okay. I mean, Kalen DeBoer's, I mean, Georgia and Kirby Smart does, I mean, Alabama is an official bugaboo for Georgia. I mean, 100%. It's official and it's been that way. I think it's 10-1 and it is 6-1 in the last six games. Now, you know, Georgia did win a national championship against Alabama. So, yeah. But it's still a bugaboo. Well, what Alabama's bugaboo is going on the road. I mean, the reason they're bugaboos is because they're bugaboos. So I don't know what our coaching staff has to do or the mentality that our players need to get in when they're traveling on the road. They need to try something new this week. But you get onto the field, Wendy, and, you know, athlete for athlete, you like to think that we're pretty similar. I don't like our defense relative to being stout. And what I mean by stout is I just think we're a little softer. And I don't mean that in, you know, I mean, I'm not saying like we're a Pac-12 team or what, you know, the West Coast team. But, you know, linebackers are a little bit smaller. And I'm not convinced that Kirby Smart doesn't have a game plan that's predicated on ball control, field position.
Yeah.
The one little thing that would hurt that is Alabama is really explosive.
Yes.
But if Georgia and Kirby Smart can control the clock and can control the game and play a little bit of a field position game and get these guys into some obvious situations where Georgia kind of knows what they're going to do, I think that's Georgia's game plan. I don't think Georgia wants a shootout. I don't think Georgia wants a shootout with this group because we've got some firepower. I think Kirby Smart is going to try to shrink this football game.
Right.
I think they're going to try to limit possessions. And there's a lot of pressure on Kirby Smart. Not necessarily if they lose this game, they won't win, you know, they don't have a chance of the national title. But, I mean, these are monkeys you need to get off your back.
Right.
He's carrying some weight. The Georgia program's carrying some weight against Alabama, Wendy. And what I was talking about earlier in this as far as nervousness is, typically think saying when Alabama's playing a big game, if I'm nervous, we normally go out and blast people.
Right.
When I'm like, we got this in the bag.
Oh, yeah, we lose.
We lose.
100%. I've been here my whole life. I know.
I hate to say it, Wendy, but I mean, I'm not too nervous.
Do not say it.
Game.
Don't listen. I'm just over talking. Don't think it. Don't say it. Stop smiling. No, I don't even want the answer anymore. No, no, no. I've known you your entire life, and I know exactly what it is. You mean games I've sat with you, and I'm like, I'm nervous. You're like, I'm not. And then we get blasted. It will not happen. You did it to me against Florida State. Oh, I'm not worried. What happened? We got blasted. I told you I was nervous. So, no, I don't want to hear it. Let me ask you this. I believe our quarterback, not the Florida State quarterback, not Ty Simpson, Florida State, but Ty Simpson the last few weeks, is better than Georgia's quarterback. And I think that, like you said, shortening that field, shorten the time that we have the ball, that goes back to what I said about when we do have the ball, we've almost got to be perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that. I don't know if their quarterback is as polished as ours is when he's playing his game. You know what I mean? And that'll be interesting to see how they – but Trey, then again, against Tennessee, they were out there just slinging that ball. Both of them were.
But Georgia really didn't sling the ball that much. I mean, they threw some. I mean, they had a couple of passes, but, you know.
Well, Georgia had a couple of interceptions.
Yeah, Georgia got forced into a problem because they're down 21-7 at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think if they can keep this game within a touchdown, that it's still going to be a little bit more of a run-oriented game, and he's going to try to shorten the football game. And,
right.
And the other part of this thing is adjustments. You know, what is Alabama going to try to do? How is Georgia going to try to combat that? And really the coaching with this game is going to be fascinating relative to who can adjust the quickest and who can understand right. what they're trying to get done, Wendy. And once again, I'll say this again, players have to go out there and make plays, Wendy. I mean, you know, you're making $50 million or whatever these guys make. You got to go out there and make plays. I think yep. Alabama is in a better headspace than they were, obviously, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But there's got to be some leaders in that locker room
yes.
if you're in Alabama. And look, guys, we're going out there and we're not coming out of here without a win. And
right.
it's going to be a tough place to do it. Wendy, what are your plans for the game?
Okay, so y'all are all going to laugh at me. Well, who all 40-something of our listeners? I mean, we have 100 subscribers.
We have 107 subscribers, Wendy. And
we
that's
do.
Huge.
That's huge, Trey. We hit over 100. It took us 4 years, but we did it. So to combat my nerves, and I knew this going in, I'm going to go do a Mahjong tournament. I play a game called Mahjong. It's a tile game. I love it. I've been playing for a couple of years. It brings me a lot of joy. They do these tournaments. So I'm going to ride on over to Tennessee to do an early morning Mahjong tournament. I am. Trey, I'm too nervous to sit here all day and watch these games. I'm afraid I'll have a heart attack. I'm getting to the age now where, like, I can see the stress, like how it affects my body now way differently than it did 10 years ago. And I told Chris weeks ago when I decided to do this, I'm like, I'm just going to go do this tournament in the morning. I'm going to go to the tournament. I won't be able to think about, you know, the Alabama-Georgia game all day long. I won't be able to get heart palpitations. And then I'm just going to come back a couple hours for the game and watch the game. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that nervous. I need something to take me away from the house to occupy my time to get to the 6:30 time slot. I wish it was a 3:30 game. I mean, I really do. I really wish it was a 3:30 game. These night games, they kind of get me. You know what I mean?
So yeah, and it's like you're saying, Wendy. I mean, I was talking to Meredith at my office today, and
she's a big
Alabama fan, and Meredith was trying to decide what is she going to wear. Does she
right.
wear? We were actually talking about cooler weather coming in, and it should be here in the next couple of days. But does she wear the same outfit that she had on last year when we beat Georgia?
Right.
The outfit is a very big deal to some people. And
I mean,
what? How are you going to do that, Wendy?
So I'm going to wear the same thing I wore last year. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to my Fourth and Wendy shirt, because the Fourth and Wendy shirt has been working pretty well for mom. The
okay.
big thing for me is like socks. Like, I have a pair of socks that I had on last year. I've already found them. They're already laying on the dresser ready to go. But I'm willing to change. But my biggest thing is I want people to change positions. So one thing you did against Florida State, we were all outside. We had a few, maybe two good things happen in the fourth quarter. I said, you need to get up and move around, and you wouldn't do it. So either you've given up on us. Yep. Here's the deal. I believe in changing of positions, people being kind of in a different part of the room, but I also believe when you're doing good, you better stay. Don't go to the bathroom. Do not move out of your spot. We're doing good. Everybody stay put. So, like, I'm into all that, though. Like, we always have been. Do you remember that Oklahoma game, like, back in the early 2000s where I had to stay in the bathroom? Because I was in the bathroom when we scored and we ended up
yeah.
winning. I literally
yeah.
sat for a whole fourth quarter in the bathroom. So, I'll do whatever I have to do on my end. I need Alabama to do whatever they do on their end. You know what I mean? What's your plans?
Yeah, no, I've got tomorrow night, which is Friday night,
mm-hmm.
going to see Jason Aldean.
Oh!
Which he's been one of my favorite country guys for a long time. He's coming to Birmingham, so we're taking the boys to do that tomorrow night. Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. And don't you love it how this stuff works? It's like we're going to the Jason Aldean concert, been playing
yep.
for 3 months. Got a flag football game at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
8 o'clock. Wow. Okay.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
And then pretty much on Saturday, I think I'm going to get the electric smoker that I have out, get it out, do some cooking, Winnie, and probably watch football here most of the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. And the only thing that stinks about my plan is I'm going to miss some of the other games, but I think really I'm just – the only game I'm truly concerned about tomorrow is my game. Like, it's just that big. I feel like it's – and listen, I know I'm getting long-winded today – But I think it's got implications. I don't know if we can afford a second loss, even if it is to Georgia. Like, I really don't know if we can at this point. So it almost feels like, as an Alabama fan, we have to win the game. Like, we don't really have an option with that early loss to Florida State. Now, granted, Florida State wins out. We'll go back to them. They are number one in the country at the end of the year. Georgia's number two. Can you really say anything about me if I've only lost to the best two teams in the country? I don't know. But I'm a nervous wreck for the 100th time. I know I've said that 100 times. So what's your score prediction?
Wendy, hold on. I was looking to see if there's anything else on here.
Well, there's Penn State, Oregon, the whiteout, the big whiteout game.
Penn State, Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. But it's a big deal to some people.
You know, relative to a score, Wendy, I just think that, and it's supposed to rain. I think I heard on the radio today that it's supposed to rain all the way up until kickoff. If I had to, you don't know. It's a couple days away. But I'm going to stick with what I said earlier. I think it's a low-scoring game. I think if you can get to maybe 28 points, you can win the football game.
Okay.
I think it's a race to 28. I really think that's where it's going to land. Whoever can get to 28 first can win the football game. But that's it. That's all I've got this week. I haven't.
Who do you have on this Oregon Penn State game?
Winnie, I don't care about Penn State.
Trey, I don't either, but the people love the whiteout. I mean, here's the deal. Are they both undefeated? So I guess I don't really care who goes down.
I mean, look at Penn State's schedule. Penn State has not played anybody.
No one.
We're in a month into the season, and they've yet to play anybody. So I don't care. I mean, I really don't care. I would think Oregon would win the game, though.
I hope Oregon wins it. I really do. I don't know. The whiteout thing, though, is pretty cool. Like, it looks cool on TV. I mean, it really does. I don't care what anybody says. The Penn State whiteout looks good on TV. But listen, Trey, at the end of the day, I'm just going to sit here clenched up for the next 4 or 5 days and hope for the best. That's all I can do.
Look, it's going to be fun, and you got to take it that way. I think that's all we've got for this week, Wendy. I'm sorry I'm a little out of it this week. It's just a lot.
You're nervous.
Going. Well, I am nervous, which is a good
sign. I hope you are.
Yes.
I hope you are.
Just have a lot going on. Is there anything else you want to try to get to, Wendy, before we jump off of here?
No, that's it, man. I hope you have a great time at the Jason Aldean concert. I hope he wins his ball game on Monday morning. But the good news is the game's at 8. You get home and you're able to do everything you want to do. You're not at a field in the middle of the day missing some of the games. You know what I mean? So there's a positive twist on that. But listen, Roll Tide, we got to win this game, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Roll Tide. Hey, everybody out there that listens, thank y'all for listening.
Yes.
Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the football. We'll be back with y'all next week. Love you, Wendy.
Love you. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Bye.
Bye. We'll